Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcasts.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene! Gene Fodor!
Gene, what's good?
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene! Run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm canceling myself. I'm canceling Rewives. So, in the beginning, the reason I did Rewives was Paul said to me, someone's going to do this, and don't they want to hear from the Tom Brady of Housewives? Wouldn't people want to hear your perspective? By no means would I ever compare myself to the GOAT, Tom Brady, but Paul was being kind. And because I'm a businesswoman and it seemed like a good piece of business because, right, I'd be great to do that. iHeart loved it. And then I thought of having interesting people talk about the Housewives episodes because it would just be a vehicle. It would just be talking about infidelity or marriage or children or arguments or different cities, you know? And I really hadn't seen most of the cities. Years ago when it first started, I watched Atlanta and I used to be entertained by it. But I never really watched, and I didn't even watch New York except for the one episode I'd be sent every week before I got it. So when I started to do Rewives, it was like a new show to me. It was watching something new that I had never really seen. And I liked the guests and talking about something different, not just interviewing them about themselves, but talking to them about these plot lines. But as it went along, I started seeing things differently than I used to see them. Like, I'm a older, wiser, I'm a mother, I am at a different point in my life, I'm in my 50s, I value integrity and health over making it. I joined the Housewives so long ago, more than 15 years ago, and it seemed like an adventure. I was so broke, and it just seemed like something interesting, and it was. I mean, Jill and I were iconic, and it was fun. We didn't even know what we were doing. Like, we were doing our own makeup. We were doing our own glam. We were in our own clothes. You know, it wasn't what it is now. It wasn't the circus it is now, but all, and also, it's just become so toxic now, and it's got such a bad stain and reputation on it overall. It's gotten embarrassing. And so you guys are right when you've said, why are you still talking about it if you left? It's a great question. And I never really, really felt great about doing it. Jill, my publicist, hated that I was doing it. She said, we've come so far to separate you from that. And now you're walking back into it. And I thought, it's different because I am talking to different interesting people. She never really loved it, to be fair. And I don't know if I ever really loved it, to be fair, also. I always felt a little cringe, respectfully. And like, I'm now talking about something that I don't even want to talk about just for this show. It wasn't really a natural interest. And as of late, there has been so much dirt and garbage and crap, like a dark cloud over this space, this medium, this vehicle and entertainment. It just feels dirty. It always felt somewhat dirty. It got dirtier, then it got toxic. And now it's the worst version of a toxic dumpster fire. And I don't want to be associated with it in any way. And I don't want to talk about it. And I don't really even want to have people on who are currently on it, unless we're talking about their kids or their motherhood or something else. I just don't need to trash it. I just don't want to be associated with it. And I want to work on shows and projects that my daughter would be proud of, that are a good role model for her, that are a good example for her and for other women. And this is not holier than thou. This is not being a hater. You know, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. I was dead center in it. I've done things on reality television that I'm not proud of. And I don't want to promote that. And I just don't think it's supportive of other women. I just don't think it's, I think it's about tearing women down. We can wrap it in bows and we can layer it in frosting, but no matter what, it's a franchise that has really thrived on women tearing women down. And I just don't want to do it anymore. And it has devolved and it is different than when I started. It was a different show then. And also, I want to say this, it's really important because since meeting many of the women on these shows after they've left, they seem like different women. I relate to them differently. Yes, we're all a little crazy and flawed. And that environment wants people to argue and wants the drama, doesn't want the individual to win. And whether it's Luann or Dorit or Kelly or Leah or Caroline or Phaedra or Candy or Tamra or anyone, I don't want those women to fail. And I've liked most of them when I've met them outside of that environment. It's only that environment that has pitted any of us against each other. Because I could tell you, if I met Leah Black or Vicky or Cynthia Bailey or Kim Zolciak or Nene or anyone at a cocktail party or at the gym or in any other environment, I'm sure I'd really like them a lot. It's this space that has been terrible for women. And I don't want to be fraudulent and continuing to perpetuate that. When I left Housewives, I was choosing integrity, my daughter, and being a good example over money. And it's the same thing now. I can't choose business or money over morality and integrity. And I'm going to replace the show with something fun and interesting and something that I would be proud to include my daughter in and I would be proud for her to listen to and that I think is a good example for her and hopefully empowering and inspiring and interesting to women. I'm not trashing anyone. I'm not better than anything. This show just doesn't reflect where I am in my life and what I want to be discussing and promoting. I called iHeart today and said, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do this show anymore. And they said, amazing. Let's do one of the other shows you've wanted to do. So I really am grateful to iHeart for this platform where if I don't want to talk about it, they don't want to air it. If I'm not passionate about it or it's not important to me, they don't want to do it. So I'm really, really lucky to have such an amazing partner that I can call 10 minutes ago and say, I don't want to do this anymore. And they could say, no problem. Let's do that other good idea you had. So thank you to iHeart. iHeart. Don't worry, you can still listen to my rants and my amazing interviews on Just Be. So I love podcasting and I love you guys and you girls. And I'm so grateful for your listenership. More soon.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Eugene Fodor!
Gene, what's good?
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.